Milí poslucháči, v Melbourne bol na návšteve svetovo mimoriadne obľúbený rakúsky rodák, kulturista, herec, politik a športový fanúšik Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pochádza zo Štajerska pri Hradci, vyhral 8-krát súťaž Mr. Olympia, získal titul Mr. Universe v rokoch 1988 až 92, bol poradcom prezidenta Georgia Busha pre šport a šéfom jeho prezidentskej rady pre telesnú výchovu a šport. V júli a auguste viedol americkú delegáciu na olympijských hrách v Barcelone. V rokoch 2003 až 2011 bol guvernérom štátu Kalifornia. Dlho, skoro celé polstoročie od 1970 do 2015 natočil množstvo filmov v Hollywoode. Vyrastal v rímskokatolíckej rodine Gustáva Schwarzeneggera, ktorý bojoval v druhej svetovej vojne v radoch nemeckej armády. Jeho mama pochádzala z Česka, volala sa Aurélia Jadrná. Počas svojej práce športového komentátora na olympiáde v Barcelone som sedával vedľa Arnolda na basketbalových zápasoch prvého vôbec amerického Dream Teamu hviezd NBA a aj v slávnom finále o zlato proti Chorvátsku. Odvtedy sme sa nevideli. Až pred vyše týždňom v Melbourne, kde riadil svoj veľký projekt súčasnosti Arnold Classic, športový a kulturistický festival, ktorý rozšíril po celom svete. Potešilo ma, že nezabudol a poznal ma, a do rádia SBS nám Arnold povedal, že je krásne vrátiť sa do Austrálie, kde získal svoj posledný titul Mr. Olympia. Je to jedna z prvých krajín, ktorú som navštívil z USA. Nikdy som si nemyslel, že jedného dňa tu budeme mať krásne podujatie Arnold Classic. Začalo to ako bodybuilding, ako kulturistika a vyrástlo to na takéhoto obra, športový a kondičný festival. V USA sme mali za 3 dni 250 000 návštevníkov a stalo sa to také obľúbené, že sme sa rozhodli ísť do celého sveta. Teraz sme už na 6 svetadieloch. Hoci kulturistika je dôležitá, najdôležitejšia na kondičku, kondička je dôležitá vo všetkých športoch a všetky by sme chceli vyzdvihnúť, ešte aj šach. Chceme povedať jasné nie televíznym maniakom papučovej kultúre, chceme vidieť ľudí na športoviskách. Melbourne je fantastické mesto, má všetky športy, ešte aj Formulu 1. Som potešený, že sme tu predstavili až 42. športu za 3 dni. Mali sme vyše 75 000 ľudí. Je tu obrovský záujem. Hlas Arnolda Schwarzeneggera ponechávame v angličtine, aby sa nevytratila autenticita.
It's wonderful to be back in Australia, which is of course a place that I love because I won one of my Mr. Olympia competitions here in 1980 at the Sydney Opera House. But I also happened to be introduced to this wonderful country by a wonderful guy, and Paul Graham is his name. And it was back in the 70s. It was one of the first places I went from the United States when I traveled around, and he showed me around Australia. I never thought that one day we would have the Arnold Classic here. But as you know, the Arnold Classic has become so popular in America, so that we had, you know, literally almost 250,000 people coming, visiting us over a period of 3 days, huge convention. It just started out as being a regular bodybuilding competition, and then it just grew into this monster kind of sports and fitness festival. So we decided to go and to take it worldwide. And now we are in all 6 continents. We are very, very happy because that is, it's not just for the bodybuilding promotion, but it is for the whole promotion of health and fitness. Because bodybuilding is, you know, one of many sports and activities that you can do to be healthy and fit. And we think that this is like the best because we're bodybuilders. But we also want to celebrate all the other sports because they're fantastic sports. If it's martial arts sports, all the different styles, or boxing, or track and field, and all those kind of things. Or even like in some of the Arnold Classic, we're playing chess, you know, where the kids sit down and the grown-ups and play chess. So we really want to celebrate all of those things in order to stay healthy and fit and to go and to say no to the couch potatoes, to the people that just sit on their couch and watch TV and not get any exercise. So we want to kind of inspire them to go out and to do something. And so this is what this one is all about right here in Melbourne. Now, Melbourne is a wonderful city, as I said. It has every sport, including Formula One. I am delighted that we're here. We have now 40 different sports. Probably last time we had like 75,000 people coming through. This time it could be more. There's a tremendous interest we've seen there. And so it's really fantastic.
Toľko Arnold v angličtine a potom som sa ho opýtal, ako spomienky na Olympiádu 1992, kde sme sa poslednýkrát stretli, ovplyvnili jeho nápad organizovať Arnold Classic.
Annie, we're talking about this major sports festival in Tarni, and the last time we met, we were sitting and watching Dream Team Barcelona in the final. You've been the head of the delegation in the Olympics. How much all these memories from the Olympic Games contributed to your idea for all these major Arnold Classic?
Na túto otázku Arnold povedal, že to všetko sa stalo súčasťou jeho športového poslania, misie. Pamätám sa, keď som cestoval s prezidentom Georgeom Bushom, ktorému som robil kampaň roku 1988, povedal Arnold. Vtedy som mu povedal, že by som rád prevzal riadenie jeho prezidentskej rady pre telesnú výchovu a šport. Povedal som mu, že pôjdem do všetkých 50 štátov a zabezpečím, aby všetky štátne školy zvýšili počet vyučovacích hodín telesnej výchovy. Prezident si zamiloval túto myšlienku a menoval ma šéfom jeho rady pre šport. Súčasťou mojich povinností bolo viesť delegáciu USA na olympiáde v Barcelone, ale aj na hry dobrej vôle. Bolo to krásne, ale chcel som ľuďom vnuknúť nápad, že nie len je krásne sledovať špičkový šport, ale aj vybehnúť na ihriska a športovať rekreačne pre zdravie. Chceme, aby všetci chodili do telocvične, aby zakúsili, ako sa tento šport robí. Všetci sa budú cítiť lepšie, zdravšie. Preto sú dôležité naše festivaly. Žiadne cigarety, žiadny cukor, to škodí. Preto cukor a cigarety zdaňujeme. Ale čo potom s peniazmi? Ja navrhujem dať ich do športu. Preto som sa rozhodol robiť politiku na regionálnej úrovni. Miestne orgány, vlády by mali priniesť do škôl zdravé jedlá a zdravý spôsob života. Keď som bol guvernérom Kalifornie, tak sme v štátnych školách a inštitúciách zakázali sódu a bublinkové nápoje. Chceli sme znížiť množstvo kalórií, ktoré deti prijímajú a chceli sme pridať fyzickú aktivitu a šport, lebo nie len mozog treba cvičiť, ale aj telo. A deti to potrebujú. Telesná výchova je nesmierne, nesmierne dôležitá, povedal rakúsky rodák Arnold Schwarzenegger v Melbourne pre rádio SBS.
I think that is all part of the fitness crusade. I remember when I was traveling around with President Bush campaigning when he ran for president in 1988. I told him that I would like to take over the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. And he asked me, what would be your mission? And I said him to go to all 50 states to make sure that the schools increase the physical education programs in the schools, in the public schools. And he loved that idea. And so he appointed me to become the chairman of the President's Council on Fitness. And that's exactly what we did. So part of that, I was also sent to the Olympics, to Barcelona. And I was sent to the Goodwill Games and to all over the world to the various different sports. And it is all about reaching out and to say to people, okay, there's the competitive sport, but then there's also the recreational side of sport. And that is the most important one, because then we see athletes get better and better all the time in all the different sports. But we want the ordinary folks that normally don't really know how to compete. We want them to come in and to be part of it. And to feel comfortable to go to a gym, to just go and do it, to feel good and to feel fit. Because I think it just feels so much better when you feel like you're in shape, you've done your workout every day and what it's all about. You know, this is why we have this. The more we can have of those competitions in sports festivals, the more we promote the idea and the more we bring people in. You know, everyone approaches those things in a different way. I think that the most important thing is, and I know where people are coming from, because they feel like that they're doing attacks on cigarettes, because cigarette is not good for your health, sugar is not good for your health and all that stuff. But it's much more a philosophical kind of a thing. You know, how much do we want to tax people? What do they want to do with that money that they tax? So I don't get involved in the local politics of all of that stuff. But I think the key thing is that we have people continue talking about the importance of health and fitness. Authorities, government does everything they can to bring into the schools healthy foods. Like what we did in California when I was governor, we banned the sodas because we want to go and slowly reduce the amount of calories that people, that kids take in. And also you have to step up at the same time the physical activities in the schools. The mind has to be trained and the body has to be trained. Both have to be trained. and kids really need it. So it doesn't matter what anyone says when they say, well, we don't want to take an hour away from education. Physical education is extremely, extremely important.